The verb to decline, D-E-C-L-I-N-E, means to decrease or to become less or smaller. For example, populations of lions and elephants are declining. In this case, market share is declining, meaning that the company is losing customers. Sean says, then Ms. Graff will present the data she gathered from focus groups. The word then means next or later. So Sean means that Ms. Graff will speak after he finishes the overview. In this lesson, after we discuss the formal meeting, then we'll talk about the informal meeting. Ms. Graff is going to present her data. Data, D-A-T-A, can be any information, facts, or results from a research project. In this case, Hannah's data is about why customers aren't buying the product as much as they used to. Hannah, or Ms. Graff's, data was gathered from the focus groups. To gather, G-A-T-H-E-R, means to collect something or to get something from many sources or places. When you're planning a trip, you might gather information from many different travel books about the place where you're going. Hannah, Ms. Graff, gathered her data from the focus groups. Focus groups are the people who were asked to give or share their opinions about the company's product. Usually a focus group has maybe 5, 10, possibly 15 people in it. It's a way for companies to get information, detailed information about what people think about their products, the things they make. Sean says that Hannah will present her ideas for clarifying the target market. To clarify, C-L-A-R-I-F-Y, something, means to make something clearer or more understandable. If someone doesn't understand something that you say, you may have to clarify it by saying the same idea again, using different words. Hannah is clarifying the target market, meaning she will clearly identify who the company should be selling its product to. Sean says that Hannah will be followed by Mr. Hannah.